Chapter 3. The Angel of Music. After that terrible performance, Christine Daae disappeared for 2 weeks. Viscount de Chauny paid a visit to Mrs. Valerius, who had taken care of Christine after her father died. Mrs. Valerius was very pleased to see Raoul. "Mrs. Valerius, where is Christine?" he asked the old woman.
"She is with the Angel of Music, but don't tell anyone," was her reply.
The Viscount dropped into a chair. "Really? Christine was with the Angel of Music? The angel her father had told them about when they were children?" The old woman was clearly mad.
"I promise I won't," he replied.
"I know," she said with a happy laugh. "I like you very much, Mr. Raoul, you know, and Christine does too. She used to speak of you every day, but, you know, she is no longer free."
"Is Christine to be married?" asked Raoul in a broken voice.
"Why, no, Christine can't marry."
"Why not?"
asked the confused young man.
"Because of the Angel of Music, of course. He'll leave if she marries. He said so."
Raoul walked home. Who was this Angel of Music? What was his influence over Christine? He was certain Christine was meeting a man, not an angel. Walking home, he thought he saw Christine in a carriage, but the carriage sped up when he called out her name. The next day, Raoul received a letter from Christine, telling him to meet her at a masked ball in the opera at midnight. The ball was grand, attended by artists and models. He met Christine, but their conversation did not go well. Christine grew angry when he said he thought she had been seeing a man. She told him that she would never sing again. He immediately regretted what he had said.
"But who is this angel of music of whom Mrs. Valerius speaks?" Raoul cried. "Explain yourself, Christine, I beg of you."
Christine took off her mask. Her eyes were dark and her face deathly pale. She simply said,
"Dear, it is a horror."
And then she left. Raoul watched her until she was out of sight. Then he went down among the crowd, hardly knowing what he was doing. At 2 o'clock in the morning, he turned down the passage that led to Christine's dressing room. He knocked on the door. There was no answer, so he entered. The room was empty. He suddenly heard steps in the passage, so he hid behind a curtain. Christine entered, took off her mask, and dropped it on the table. She sighed and sat down.
"Poor Eric! Poor Eric!" she said.
Who was Eric? Then Raoul heard someone singing. It was a very beautiful, soft male voice. Christine rose and spoke to the voice. Raoul looked out from behind the curtain, but there was no one there. Raoul had never in his life heard such a sound. He now began to understand. This voice was her angel of music. Christine moved toward the mirror. There was a sudden icy wind, and Christine disappeared. Raoul rushed up to the glass. Where had Christine gone? And who was Eric? The next day, the Viscount went back to Mrs. Valerius's house. Christine was there. She refused to speak about the Angel of Music, saying that the Viscount would not be interested. Yet Raoul was most interested in the angel. He demanded that Christine explain what she had been doing over the past weeks. Christine grew angry at his line of questioning.
"There is only one man in the world that has the right to know everything about me, my husband," said the young girl. "Well, I have no husband, and I never mean to marry."
On hearing these words, Raoul turned pale, not only because of what Christine said, but because he had caught sight of a gold ring on Christine's finger.
"That voice is a very powerful, dangerous voice. Even I was drawn to it. Christine, tell us, to whom does that voice belong?"
"Mr. de Chauny," the girl said coldly, "you shall never know."
"Well, I already know his name is Eric.
I heard you say, "Poor Eric," in your dressing room the other night.
Why did you listen? Cried the girl.
Forget his name, Raoul.
Christine continued, insisting,
Do not try to understand it. Promise me that you will never come to my dressing room unless I send for you.
Then you promise to send for me sometimes, Christine?
Please come tomorrow, she said.